Hi, this is Jack Bond for the Talking Data Podcast. I am with Search Data Management, and here today in a brand new year with Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics. Happy New Year, Ed.
Happy New Year, Jack.
So we are going to talk a little bit today about fake news. It's been in the news, and it's a little hard to define, but basically it's not true. It's, for instance, the Pope endorses Donald Trump's presidential bid. That was an example of a false story that got carried, especially on outlet like Facebook. And we've heard about Facebook and some other folks trying to cope with that, maybe with AI. And you've covered very recently a lot about analytics and prediction and machine learning, and wondering if when it comes to fake news, is that something that AI can be applied to?
Well, it's something that people are trying to apply it to, that's for certain. I just remember shortly after the election, when I first started hearing about all this fake news that was out there, my first reaction was, this is probably a problem that AI can tackle. It sounds like there are probably some similarities across different examples of fake news that an AI algorithm would probably be good at identifying, pattern recognition and that sort of thing being some areas where AI really excels. And so apparently I wasn't alone in that thought. We've heard about some efforts from Facebook to try to apply AI to the problem. And now more recently, we've been hearing about there's a professor, Dean Pomerleau, at Carnegie Mellon. He recently just started the fake news challenge. And so there's a Twitter hashtag that people can follow, and a channel on Slack that people can contribute to, where basically he and some others have ponied up some cash to try to encourage AI developers to work on some kind of solution to this problem of fake news. They're trying to develop some kind of algorithm that can sift through all the various news in your Facebook feed or on Google as well, I suppose, and try to pick out some of the stories that actually have no basis in fact.
Well, I know that with machine learning, building a database out is one of the issues. This is one of the things these folks would have to start with. But looking at that and further ahead, what are the obstacles to using AI to filter fake news?
Well, so it turns out one of the biggest problems is that it's not just a matter of recognizing patterns. There's apparently a lot more to identifying news as being fake than just applying some known patterns and identifying things that way. There was an article in Wired magazine that touched on this issue, and it was basically saying if these researchers do figure out how to develop an AI algorithm to identify fake news, we'll basically have true AI at that point, because there's just so much judgment involved in identifying something as fake. My initial thoughts were just that there are facts out in the world that can be confirmed, or statements that can be disproved, and so that is some way that you can approach fake news. But when you think about it a little more in depth, you see that it's not quite that clear cut. That we see various political pundits from either side talking about fake news, and it's just an article that they disagreed with the writer's priorities or something like that, and so it's not fake in that sense, but people are still applying the term fake to an incredibly wide spectrum of claims. And so when we start talking about what is fake news, it kind of gets at a really deep philosophical question, you know, what is a fact? And that's something that human beings ourselves have grappled with for millennia. And so now the idea of trying to develop an AI algorithm to make that kind of distinction, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's a, I would assume it's a pretty steep hill to climb.
Well, yeah, I mean, as journalists, these are matters that are somewhat close to our heart, technology journalists, if you will. And there does seem to be, day by day now, a spectrum developing of what it, of people's contentions about what fake news is. And as you say, once philosophy becomes part of the machine learning issue, it's a little different. I think I looked a little into what Google was doing in this regard, and it seemed to me that they're making an effort to have people tag stories using a schema, and they would contend that, for instance, if we say the New York Times, the Washington Post are people that we consider as fairly reputable. People argue with about that for sure, and of course they make mistakes too. But they would tag their stories as fact checked and become part of a pool that could be, I guess, measured. Google has a sort of ready curation going on with their news that of course news sites have been dealing with for a long time. How Google decides something is newsworthy. This has been 15 years, and they do have a closed system. Whereas with Facebook, and what people might post as news there is sort of a different animal.
I think you did identify one key aspect of this whole undertaking, though, and that's that. I don't think anyone is going to just sit down at a computer one day and write an AI algorithm that can just take on this task and accomplish it. I think it is going to have to be some kind of combination of humans tagging certain news items, and it seems like that is the judgment piece that's going to be really hard to replace with machines. So I think that you know, maybe we can use these algorithms to filter out obvious examples of fake news, but probably when it comes to you know, more specific examples, I think that there are still going to have to be people involved making these kinds of judgments.
Well, Ed, it's a way to start the year talking about machine learning, AI, and fake news. And but why don't we close this one out and go write some news of our own.
Sounds good.
So thank you, everyone, for being with us on the Talking Data podcast today.